and I'm pleased to introduce my guest for this segment. She's Deborah Dozier Potter. She's author of the book Let Buster Lead, Discovering Love, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Self-Acceptance. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Diane.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, a lot of interesting elements to your very inspiring story. One, you know, has to do with the story of your life that kind of led to your post-traumatic stress disorder, but also how you had a companion dog, Buster the Border Collie, who helped get you through it. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about your story.
Certainly. I got this dog at the animal shelter to keep another dog company. He was going to be her problem, not mine. I didn't want another dog. And then over time, I absolutely fell in love with this dog. I was an extremely busy person, and I just didn't have much time, but he just crept into my heart. And then I fell off my horse one day. I broke 5 bones. The bones healed just fine, but about a year later, I found myself terrified of being touched. I actually started screaming when people approached me in public, and I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to embarrass myself. I was afraid. And Buster, my darling Buster, became my official service dog. And he started getting me out in public. He started protecting me when somebody would start approaching me. It's a wonderful thing, the ADA law, that allows people with what I had actually was a mental disability for a while, allows us to have a service dog to help get us to have an active and productive life like everybody else.
And I'm looking at the dog. It's a beautiful dog.
Oh, I know. He was so handsome.
So what did you, if you had the dog, and you know, I'm familiar with post-traumatic stress disorder, at least from the perspective of a lot of returning military veterans. What did Buster do to help you actually cope with that, and how did he work as an ADA, you know, enabled companion dog for what you had?
Well, actually, post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anybody with a trauma. I think the focus on military veterans is fantastic, but I'm one of the very lucky people who had basically an ordinary trauma. You know, I had an accident, and I would not have known to look for PTSD symptoms. I am one of the very few lucky people who found out I had it before I ruined a wonderful life, because I almost did. But to answer your question, the term actually is service dog. There's assistance dogs. It's a very broad category, and people can find out more about this by going to my website, Let Buster Lead, or workingdogs.com. They can go there, too. But the actual training I had for Buster was pretty minimal, because he had always come shopping with me and gone out to things with me, came to work with me as a pet. He was not allowed into a lot of public places, a lot of big stores, certainly not in airplanes or anything like that. When he became my an official service dog, which essentially, when I had a real disability, when my illness crossed over into disability category, then a service dog is a medical option for anyone with a disability. And frankly, under the law, all they have to do is make you feel better. Feel better in the sense that you're able to go out and be productive. So having
Buster... Did you get a tag like for the dog? Like, I know if if you need to use a temporary handicap parking space, like you break your leg or something and your doctor gives you a tag to hang, do you get some type of a tag or something for the dog issued by a doctor that enables you to be able to say, well, look, this is an ADA compliant dog, this is a service dog?
Actually, I don't know what the law is now. I just know what the law was then. I'm not an expert in this, but certainly my situation I'm very familiar with. At the time, you did not need to have, there is no official certification, because each dog's training is very different and unique to the person's illness. Also, people can train their own dog. So it's not as though there's an official registry or anything like that. I did take Buster for an evaluation with a real dog trainer. I was given a jacket by him and an ID card for Buster by the trainer. And it did enable me. I think the law then was all you had to do was identify your dog as a service dog and say, I had a disability. What I learned to say at the trainer was, I have a disability, and this is my service dog. It was very hard for me to get those words out sometimes because I would just become terrified when people would approach me. You know, sometimes I would just, my whole throat would clam up because of the PTSD, and I was able to sort of get out the words, I have a disability, and this is my service dog.
Well, what an awesome dog, though. I mean, I have a dog, my dog Lucky. And my dog Lucky, when I come home, it's like when my kids were really little and any time I'd be gone for any length of time, they'd come running up, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. That ended. You know what I mean? They don't do that now. Now it's like, Mommy, got any money? Or, hey, can I use the car now? But it's not, you know, not that kind of thing. But Lucky, every day I come home, that dog jumps up and down at the fence, wags his tail so hard that he could almost fall over. Just absolutely 100% loyal, predictable. Every single time. Do you think that those emotional aspects of a dog, that just, you know, unconditional love, the constant loyalty, the no head games, the total reliability, do you think that that's part of what, you know, helped Buster heal you?
What kind of dog is Lucky?
I think Lucky's got some border collie in him. He's got some, he's a Humane Society mutt, and we fell in love with him. And he has, he's got some border collie markings. He's got a lot of black lab. Just a total love dog.
Oh. Well, Buster was a unique dog. He was one of those once-in-a-lifetime dogs, which is why I felt so compelled to write a book about him. I mean, I've had lots of dogs in my life, as have many of us, but this one was a person. I mean, people would say that to me. Other people would say, that dog is very different. He is very special. That dog is a person. I mean, he would think it when I wouldn't even have to tell him to do something. He would look at me and know I was thinking it and do it. And he would look into my soul with his eyes. This was a very different dog. When I had my horse accident, I was unconscious. I was had a concussion. But I was told that he lay down on top of me and would not let the rescue workers near me. They had to send for someone he knew and who would, you know, to come over and say, Buster, it's okay. You can get up. You know, these people are okay. But a lot of dogs would have just, you know, taken off or stepped aside or something, but Buster just seemed to know what my needs were, which is why when we went for training, the trainer, as I say in my book, he said, you're the dog that needs training, not Buster.
Yeah. Boy, that could be great. Actually, in our house, I think that Lucky needs training, and we need training too, which is why our whole family gets along so well together. So is this something then that is, you know, when you think of service dogs, I mean, a lot of times the most notable application that I could ever think of is, you know, people that are sight impaired, vision impaired, have used them for a long time and truly need them for that. This use of a dog for post-traumatic stress disorder, is this something that you just kind of came up with, or is this something that's becoming more commonly done?
Actually, I describe in my book how I actually met somebody who had a service dog who was not, you know, visually impaired, and I was very stunned by that, and I asked her for information, and she gave me information. Now, I would never bend the ADA laws. Justin Dart was a very good friend of mine, and those laws are there for people with disabilities so they can function in society, and bending those is just something I, in conscience, would never do. But I was really curious, you know, how could I get Buster on an airplane with me? I mean, I really, the imp side of me said, maybe I can find out here. And I looked through all the things people have service dogs for. I mean, paraplegics have them to pick things up for them. I have a friend who's in a wheelchair. Her dog is with her all the time. Her dog opens doors for her. Her dog pushes elevator buttons for her. Her dog picks things up for her. For people with unobvious physical disabilities, seizures, epilepsy, extreme depression. There's a whole list of things that people use service dogs for. On my website, there are references to where people can go to find this out. On my website, letbusterlead.com. And I came across post-traumatic stress disorder, and my jaw dropped. That's how I found out I had it. I had no idea why I was behaving.
Wow.
But thanks to post-traumatic stress.
Well,
thank you so much.
And the website then is letbusterlead.com.
That's it, Diane.
All right, thank you, and good luck with your next interview, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.